If you write a book one time and people keep reading that book, you can keep getting paid for that book years after you write it. But this all goes back to the same thing, is you need people to actually view, listen to, watch, or read your content. How do you get people to actually listen to your content? If you're not a celebrity, if you're not this famous person, then you're gonna have to...
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to The Minority Mindset.
What if you could do some work one time and then get paid for that work for the rest of your life? Well, that's exactly how royalty income works. And today I'm gonna be doing a deep dive on how you can start generating this type of royalty income. Royalties are one of the most attractive ways to get paid.
I like royalties.
Like, the entire Friends cast is still making $20 million a year each in royalties because people keep watching the Friends reruns. We miss you, Matthew Perry.
There'll be no more watching me sleep, no more!
Or maybe you've heard of artists like 50 Cent making tens of thousands of dollars a month off of royalties from their old content. Or maybe you've heard Kevin O'Leary structure his perpetual royalty deals where anytime one of his investment companies sells a product, he gets paid with cash. Now here's the thing, you don't have to be a famous celebrity or a singer to start generating royalties, although that can help. If you want to generate royalties, what you need is some sort of IP, which stands for intellectual property. What IP means is you have to create something unique that other people want. And if you don't create it yourself, the alternative is you have to invest into somebody else's IP, but we'll talk about that in just a minute. Now, just for simplicity, I'm gonna talk about two different ways that you can do this. One digitally, one physically. And I'm not saying this in legal terms, I'm saying this more in the general sense of the different types of content or things that you can create which can pay you with royalties. So on the physical side, this would be now you going out and creating a product and then getting some sort of protection around this product that you can then sell to somebody else. So for an example, I used to work in the e-commerce space. I created a sock company where I worked with a textile engineer and a manufacturer to create a water-resistant sock. This was years ago. Now, my goal wasn't to build a big sock company. My goal was to take the technology to make these socks water-resistant and license it to the other sock sellers like Under Armour and Nike, because they're already selling tons of socks. But if I could create this technology and then they license this technology from me, then maybe they'll pay me a few cents for every pair of socks that they sell. Well, what ended up happening was I applied for a patent, and while I was doing that, I was trying to sell the socks. We had a pretty strong e-commerce presence and we were in some stores, but eventually that patent got denied. They said that the patent that I had wasn't unique and original enough. So now when I was in these preliminary discussions to potentially license this technology to other people, all those discussions fell through because now I didn't have any sort of intellectual property. But if you can create some sort of intellectual property, if you can create a product, if you can create a thing that other people want and you can protect it with a patent or some other sort of protection, what that allows you to do is now you own the rights to this certain thing, this product, this creation, and then you can sell the rights to use your creation, to use your product, to use your ideas, because you own that protection. If you don't have this patent, you don't have any legal shields protecting your idea, and then anybody can use your technology, anybody can use your ideas, and they don't have to pay you anything. That's why you want to have these legal shields around your protection. And if you can create something new and unique and creative that other businesses, other people want, well, then instead of you just selling the product, then you can license the technology to other people that are selling the product, and then they can use your ideas and then pay you every time they sell your products. That's what physical IP looks like if you want to generate royalties. Digital royalties can be a little bit more interesting depending on who you are. When it comes to digital royalties, you have more of the traditional type of digital royalties and then the new age digital royalties that you can generate, which are more accessible to really anybody. The traditional way to generate this digital royalties was to be some sort of creative person, to be an artist or a musician and create songs, or to be an actor and be in TV shows or movies, and then you work to create this product, a TV show, a movie, a song, and once this piece of content is created, well, now you would license this content to streaming services or to movie theaters or to movie distributors, and then anytime your piece of content is played, you would get some sort of royalty. The more people that watch your content, the more money that you would make. Now again, this one is more difficult because not anybody can just go out and be an actor or be a musician and actually get people to watch their stuff, but the new age of digital royalties has kind of transformed the way that people can generate royalties. Because now, what is a new way that you can start creating this type of intellectual property? Well, now you can go out and make a YouTube video and start a YouTube channel. or you can start a podcast, or you could write a book. Now, books are a little bit more traditional, but anybody can go out and write a book. But the interesting thing about this is when you start creating this content, whether it's a YouTube channel, a podcast, or a book, this is something that anybody can do. And if you put in the work to start getting some traction, to getting some viewers, well, then what can happen is if you have a piece of video that's on YouTube, that video is there forever, at least for the time being. We don't know if YouTube video is getting deleted because of just it being there for long enough. But if your video is on YouTube, that video can continue to drive revenue 6 months after it's published, a year after it's published, 5 years after it's published, 10 years after it's published. And so now you have the ability to keep generating that royalty revenue off of content that you create one time. It's the same thing with podcasts. It's the same thing with your book. If you write a book one time and people keep reading that book years after it's published, you can keep getting paid for that book years after you write it. But this all goes back to the same thing, is you need people to actually view, listen to, watch, or read your content. Which then the question is, how do you get people to do that? How do you get people to actually listen to your content? And this is the part that makes the royalty part a little bit more difficult. Because if you're not a celebrity, if you're not this famous person, then you're gonna have to put in the work to keep yourself relevant, to keep people seeing your name, to keep people seeing your content. Because sure, you can make a video on how to invest your money today. And maybe you get onto the first page of YouTube when somebody searches how to invest your money. But the problem is, if you never make another video again, well, eventually YouTube is going to replace your video with somebody else's. And then people are going to eventually forget about who you are. And then people are going to stop watching your videos. And then your royalty income is going to start going away. So when it comes to this newer age digital royalties, the thing that a lot of people have to do, especially if you're not one of those traditional celebrities, is you have to keep publishing content to keep yourself and your content relevant, which then can drive royalties from your older content. Because if more people are discovering your newer content, eventually they're gonna wanna watch your older content, and the older content can continue to drive your royalties today. But in order for you to get those older royalties, you have to have people to watch your newer content. That's the name of the game in the social age, in this digital age, that you have to keep creating content to keep yourself in the spotlight. But if you're in the spotlight, that also drives royalties for your older content. Now you might be wondering, but Jaspreet, what if I'm not interested in doing all of this? Is there any other way for me to drive royalties without me having to create a product or without me having to work to create this type of digital products? And the answer is yes. But now if you don't want to put in the time and effort to do that, then you have to have the money in order to do that. And this is where now you follow something like the Kevin O'Leary model, where you are going to invest your money into somebody else's content. And when you invest your money into somebody else's content, now either you're investing for royalties or you're investing in somebody else's royalties. So let me explain this on a big level and then go a little bit more narrow. Justin Bieber and other artists build up these huge catalogs of music which continue to drive royalties, because when you listen to a Justin Bieber song, he gets paid. Now, if he wants to get paid, he has to wait for each next royalty check to come in. Well, this is where sometimes investors will say, here, let me give you a big lump sum of cash, hundreds of millions of dollars, to buy the rights to all of your future royalties. So then an investor will do the math to see what's the right number for them. And this is why you'll see some artists and celebrities sell their future royalties for a big chunk of cash today. Well, the alternative to that is now you've been seeing more and more YouTubers sell their catalogs of YouTube videos to somebody else, an investor who's buying their future royalties, who's buying their future of ad revenues in exchange for a big check today. So if you don't want to be the person that's creating this digital content, you could be involved on the investment side to now invest in other creators, invest in other artists, and buy either a piece or a big chunk of their entire catalog of content that they've created. Or on the physical side, you can invest in companies, invest in brands, invest in entrepreneurs, either have them pay you a royalty or invest in their products that can generate a royalty from somebody else. See, at the end of the day, either you're going to have to invest your money or you have to invest your time. If you want to invest your time, you can go out and create these types of intellectual properties, which then you can sell or you can get royalties out of them. Or you're going to have to invest your money to get a piece of some intellectual property that somebody else worked to create. You got to find the right option for you. Now, what I can tell you from experience is that while it is difficult to create this type of royalty income, it's not impossible. But you will have to put in the work, and you don't want to go on with the mindset of just trying to generate royalties, because you're going to get burnt out very quickly. Like, it took me maybe a year and a half or so to get my first check from YouTube, from advertising dollars. I didn't know that you could generate advertising dollars when I first started making YouTube videos. I started making videos because I loved the idea of spreading the stuff that I wish I would have learned. So that's why I started the channel. But as my channel started to grow, people started to watch my videos. That was when we started to make some money on this channel. And when I got my first check, about a year and a half into me making YouTube videos, my first check was around $250 for almost around 18 months of work. So not that much money. But if you fast forward to today, if my YouTube channel generated $250 a day in advertising, the question we'd be asking is, what broke? What went wrong? Because now we've been able to build a larger catalog of videos, and because now the videos drive more views, and because they drive more views, well, then the older videos also get views. When the older videos get views, those also drive advertising dollars. Then as you start to build your brand, that's when you can start branching out and create other products out of your brand as well. Like, one of the things that I was able to do was build Briefs Media. One of the products that we have is Market Briefs. Market Briefs is my free financial newsletter where every day my team is working to break down what's happening in things like the economy, the housing market, the stock market, the crypto market, and the global economy into a fun, witty, and easy to read newsletter. You can read Market Briefs in less than 5 minutes every morning, and it's completely free. By the way, if you haven't joined Market Briefs yet, I got the link for you down in the description below, where you can go to briefs.co/market. That's briefs.co/market. But now, as you build your brand, not only can you create other products, but this is where you can combine the two things together, because I have my brand, Briefs Media. And you probably know that I've advertised my brand, Briefs Media, in a number of my videos. Well, if my old videos now get a view, not only will that continue to drive ad dollars, but that will also continue to promote my business today, Briefs Media. So this is where now, as you start to grow, you don't need to do everything in the beginning. You gotta crawl before you can walk, before you can run. But you gotta start by putting out some value. And if you can work to build some value, if you can start working to create this audience, this brand of people that are interested in the content that you create, well, then that can allow you to not only generate the royalty income, which is great, but that can give you the ability to now build other facets, other spokes that can come out of your business, which can allow you to increase your revenue and increase the different things that you can do, the value that you can provide, the mission that you're trying to do. But it requires you to start by understanding, what unique proposition do you have and what value can you provide other people? Because, well, the traditional IP here was entertainment. It was movies and shows and songs. Nowadays, you have a lot of different types of IP being created on YouTube, which has allowed people to build royalties. You have a whole new wave of IP coming because of podcasts, and this allows people now to create this type of intellectual property, which then not only can you monetize through the advertising dollars that you get, but now what you're starting to also see happen is people are licensing the right to use your IP on other platforms as well. People that are trying to compete against YouTube. And if they want to get somebody's content from YouTube, either they have to incentivize you to get your content from YouTube to somewhere else, or they can pay you a royalty fee to also take a piece of your content, your video, your podcast, and to show it on their platform, their competitor to YouTube as well. So understanding that once you create the IP, it's yours, but then how you monetize it is going to depend on the other opportunities out there and how interested people are in listening to, watching, or hearing your content. But it ultimately comes down to creating something of value that other people want. Once you have that, you have an endless number of ways that you can monetize that content from there.